Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 30th day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a little cool out, man. We had some bad weather, and everybody knows, you know, Mark Schumacher came and took us up to Diamond Lake to the lodge for 4 days. And the first day was nice. And, of course, it got cold and it snowed and it blowed and it iced. And it was, well, we still had a good time in spite of it. And I want to thank Mark right now because it was so generous of him. He came here and he's such a decent person. We appreciate it, Mark. And he's sitting downstairs. He'll be leaving out at about 2 o'clock. You got to head back over to Medford and then jump a plane back to Vegas, and he'll be back with his nose to the grindstone in a couple of days. Oh, but a good time. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. I haven't got to read over this one, but I'm sure as hell we're gonna look at it. Another anti-gun initiative. Oregon AG submits a draft ballot title for petition that would ban assault weapons. Good freaking luck, you goddamn Californians, you know. We're gonna get into it, people. As soon as we return from these messages from our, well, no, we got no messages from any outstanding sponsors, so we'll just be back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, another anti-gun initiative. Oregon AG submits a draft ballot title for petition that would ban assault weapons. Man, they need to do it. Just need to do it. Need to do it, and you need to enforce it. You need to write it down on that piece of paper. You need to write your treachery down. You need to sign it, and you need to get to doing it. Oregon working double time to make sure there are several initiatives on the November ballot to ban assault weapons. And this is just the invasion out of California, people. I tell you, I've lived here all my life, and I see it. It is. It's just a goddamn invasion force. These fucking communists, they come up here, and now they've, formed their little collective committees and stuff to disarm our people here in Oregon and do the same thing to Oregon that they did to California, only they're not going to get away with it. The other day, Laura and I were talking about this just before I came up the stairs, and the sheriffs have come out, and they're not going to enforce none of this shit. And sooner or later, they're going to have to put their state Gestapo together and try to goddamn enforce this. And they need to do it. We need to get this over with. From KATU, Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum. Oi, oi, oi. Wonder who these goddamn people are that think that they can just come into where people live and just say, we're going to take your guns, you're going to bow down at our communist ass feet. You want to bet? Fill the draft ballot title earlier this filed, I'm sorry, a draft ballot title earlier this month for an initiative petition that would ban assault weapons and large capacity magazines. Try it. Just do it. I mean, it's more like they know that they can't come out in force. They're just trying to just like prickle it, you know, to push you. Where they have no push, they're all spineless cowards. They're just writing shit down and then hiding behind their guns, because I guarantee you they have security details following them everywhere they go in this state, the dirty, treasonous bastards. But I mean, it's just like digs, you know. You know what? F you. Ain't going to do it. The draft ballot title, Initiative Petition 2018-43, was filed April 24th, would ban those weapons and magazines except for military law enforcement purposes. You know, the communist military and the communist enforcers on the street, they're going to still have their guns. Just you're not going to. Make it a hell of a lot easier to take you over to that ditch, bend your ass over and put that barrel to the nape of your neck and blow your frickin' brains right out in front of you. That's what I mean. To go ahead and hand them over to me. Anybody, I don't see. Ain't going to happen in Oregon. You know, when they had that thing over at Umpqua at the city college, when the little shooting and Obama was going to come here with his goddamn gun takeaway crew, and they told him, get out. And this is what's going to, I mean, in the cities up there in Portland and in Salem, where the goddamn communists have rooted themselves. I mean, it's just like everything. It's just like the purpose for the state of Jefferson. And these goddamn accumulations in the city think they're going to run the lives of the people out in the urban areas. It's not going to work. It's just not. Well, they need to try it. If this thing needs to get going, man, I say it, and we all say it. I want this over with, man. You know, I got to go live a little bit in the last 3 or 4 days, and man, you could live a life here. You know, you could be happy, but you got to get rid of these goddamn dirty ass communists and the other faction, the goddamn Fabian socialists that think they're going to step right back in and have the tyranny in their name again. They got to get rid of them. You just got to kill these fucking parasites out of your life if you want to live any. And if you get killed along the way, well, hell, you really had nothing to lose. Rosenblum, oy, aims to have the initiative placed on the November ballot, and it doesn't matter. I mean, like they're coming out here talking about this vote and shit. I promise you people, I give you my word that the vote in Oregon is 110% corrupt. They can pass anything or do anything they want. They'll just make an extra stack of ballots. They'll send out double ballots and then sort the ones that are pro take your guns away, you know, anti-second article. They'll just separate them. That's how everybody voted. It's as phony as the goddamn polls that they put out there. It is phony. I've seen it. I've held the documents in my own hands. And when I reported it to the election commissions, they said we can't really look into that. And I said, so you're going to put it at the bottom of a pond? You're not going to do anything? Yeah, that's it. Good. That was more back in the good old boy days when the goddamn dirty church Masonic cabal was taking over and removing any thought of justice, any thought of common law or the common law courts. They were removing it themselves. Now the communists have the reins, and they're taking that ill-begotten power that can't exist, that treachery, and they're going to try and use it to their own purposes. And you know what? They need to do it. Just goddamn do it. Assault weapons include certain semi-automatic rifles or pistols with a detachable magazine. Pistols or rifles with a fixed magazine holding more than 10 rounds. That'd be your 22s. I mean, this is the same shit, these commie pieces of shit. And you're either going to let these communists come in and flick communism on you, or you're going to have to put the son of a bitches in the ground. 10 rounds of ammunition, certain semi-automatic shotguns. Take your goddamn shotguns, man. And it doesn't in there. We talked last week. It'll come down. Goddamn, somebody used a knife. Got to get rid of the knives. Get you down to that one spoon you can use every day and turn it into the state and get it the next morning to eat your bowl of mush or your fish head and your rice to go out and slave for the goddamn communists. Large capacity magazines is ammunition feeding device with capacity of more than 10 rounds, the ballot says. That's one of your little tube 22 Marlins, man. Just do it, you sorry sons of bitches, you cowardly bastards. Just give her a go. If passed, the law would take effect January 1st, 2019. Residents who already own those weapons could keep them. Oh, see, no, you shouldn't do that. What the hell are you doing here? Keep them? No, you got to come get them. You ain't done shit if you ain't going to come and take them, have you? What are we going to... Some people can have magazines and some people can't. Some people will have certain guns and some people can't. That ain't never going to wash, and you know it. Pending a criminal background check. Fuck you. The public has until May 8th to comment on the draft. It doesn't matter what anybody goes and says. I tell you people, I know about the secret ballot in this goddamn state. I know how they run the election. There ain't been an election, an honest election here since they took away the paper ballots and went to this goddamn vote-by-mail shit. It is rot with fraud. Anything, that's how you got all these goddamn things in place up to date. You think that the people of Oregon really passed this shit? Because I'm here to tell you they didn't. It is fraud. 110% fraud. Held the proof right in my own hands. But you know what? You could have the photos of them empty and doing it. It don't matter because they're communists. They've taken over the system and there's only one way to get rid of a communist and you got to put them in the goddamn ground. That's all there is to it. The draft ballot is posted on the office of the Secretary of State website. Here's the full vague petition summary. Measure criminalizes possession or transfer of assault weapons, defined large capacity magazines, defined except for military and law enforcement purposes. The government, what did old Tenchcott said? That the power of the sword lies neither in the state nor the federal government, but in the hands of the people. Well, it doesn't, I mean, just repeating things over and over, it's like this. Just, you do it. Come on, bitch. Step up and fucking do it. That's where we're at here. We understand you weren't going to write it down on your piece of goddamn paper. Now you find out who's going to go out there and have their asses blown away trying to fucking do it. That's what you need to do. Who's going to sacrifice their life to back your piece of paper? Because we, the people, have our rights under our Bill of Rights. And the second article says we're going to shoot your ass. We're going to put your ass in the ground. You ain't touching our guns. Except military and law enforcement purposes. Of that purpose would be taking you over to a ditch to put a 40 caliber hollow point behind your ear. Because they're taking your goddamn country and you might protest if you figured it out. Or persons authorized by state police after criminal background check. That's saying that if you own these, we're going to do a criminal background and decide. No, you ain't, you sons of bitches. And like I said, don't think about voting on any of this shit. Just get your mind right and get ready to put these goddamn rabid dogs down. Your Bill of Rights says they can't do it. They've never had the authority. The ninth article says the federal nor the state would ever have the authority. But here they are. So they're acting without authority. This is a rogue government, a rogue occupation coming to take your weaponry away from you. Are you going to let them? I don't think so. Otherwise, possession or transfer is a Class B felony. Well, see, that's what they'll do. Put felonies and shit. Just make it just like with the bump stocks. 50 years in jail, and that'll scare you into doing it. Fuck you. I'd rather be dead than eat your shit, commie. You don't get it. We're not goddamn Australians. We're not goddamn Englishmen. We are not Canadians. We are Americans. And by God, you will eat our lead if you come for our fucking guns. Within 120 days, persons lawfully owning such weapons or magazines must remove from Oregon magazines. Such weapons and magazines must remove from Oregon, lawfully sell, surrender to law enforcement, render inoperable, or register items with state police. Applies to register with state police. Goddamn, have you ever heard of the East German Stasi? Because that's what they're talking here. State police. State police have no jurisdictional authority over the people in their goddamn, in the municipalities and the counties. And the sheriffs have already said they're not going to go along with it. So, but what are you doing it just to get it on the books, you Californian piece of shit invader bastards? Assault weapons include certain semi-automatic rifles or pistols with a detachable magazine. Pistols or rifles with a fixed magazine holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Certain semi-automatic shotguns. Large capacity magazines is ammunition feeding device with capacity of more than 10 rounds. Effective January 1st, 2019. Other provision. Well, you know, I guess that's January 19th is just as good a day to shoot your ass as any other. I mean, the gall of these motherfuckers, they can read that Bill of Rights. They know they do not have any such authority. This is goddamn, this is a rogue occupation thinking they're going to disarm us people. And it is that California trash pouring over that southern border up into here. That's where it's coming from. That's where they got their beachhead. Now they're sending their troops up here. They think they're going to do this to fucking Oregon. You Oregonians going to go for this shit? I know that they come here and 1 week after they're here, they get a goddamn Oregon license plate and they're the Oregonians. Well, no, they're not. We know who we are. Go ahead, Flea.
You said that they're going to disarm us? No. they're going to try to disarm us.
That's, they're going to get their asses shot up is what they're going to get.
Damn right.
They're going to get shot out of this state. They're going to get shot out of this country. And I'm telling you, people, I mean, anybody who has adhered to this communism to any degree, they got to be, man, everybody wants to deport. I say, no, you got to exterminate. These are mad dogs. These son of a bitches need to be removed from the gene pool. And now let's go see what kind of justice we're getting down in California. The Californicators down there, caravan, asylum seekers heading towards showdown as U.S. officials say border crossing is full, from Fox News. And boy, what a production this has been. And I'm here. I still got that nice shiny nickel to anybody who thinks that every one of them son of a bitches ain't coming in here, and that every one of them son of a bitches ain't going to be handed the free Walmart card. You know, the money, they're not going to be handed to the MS-13 gang members among them are not going to be handed a bus ticket or a goddamn plane ticket to your neighborhoods. Any of you think that I'm wrong? I mean, this has gotten so goddamn blatant. I mean, the propaganda's trying to do cover for it. Are just sitting there, what the hell are you going to say? They're sitting on the goddamn fence down there with Honduran flags. On our side, you got their fifth column sitting there with their Honduran flags. I call that invasion, people. What first thing you do? You plant your goddamn flag, isn't it? That's a jurisdictional sign, isn't it? Or did I miss something in my study of the law of the flags? U.S. immigration officials, this is from Fox News. U.S. immigration officials said Sunday that the San Diego border crossing, where hundreds of Central American immigrants, no, these are goddamn invaders. Blade, I mean, they're trying to sell these people as refugees. Have you people looked at these fat asses? Like me and Mark were talking about it earlier, and he said they looked like they just got off a goddamn cruise boat, and they do. Better clothes than I could ever wear or afford to wear. And they're sitting there pissed off because they haven't got their free Walmart card. We want to go to the free Walmart. That's why we came here. American immigrants, instead to apply for asylum, was closed due to a high capacity. But many of the asylum seekers were preparing to wait overnight. Customs and Border Protection said early Sunday that the agency reached capacity at the San Ysidro port of entry for CBP officers to be able to bring additional persons traveling without appropriate entry documentation into the port of entry for the processing. Now, I'm telling you, right down there in San Diego where this is going on, you look at them people. Are them people in any kind of distress sitting there in Mexico? Have they been relieved of any distress they might have had in Honduras being in Mexico? So when they walk up and say, my life's in danger. No, it ain't. You're right there in Mexico. Hell, you're wearing better clothes than I can wear. You goddamn, you're eating better food than I can eat. And you're sitting back and kicking back your fat asses. I mean, I've never seen so many fat women. I mean, you go look at refugees coming out of Syria. Go look at some real refugees and see what they look like. And see if you can convince yourself that these son of a bitches aren't here for the free Walmart. Commissioner Kevin McEllen, told Fox News in a statement that immigrants may need to wait in Mexico as CBP officers work to process those already within our facilities. So they're coming in. They're processing them right now. They're going to get their goddamn check. They're going to get their free Walmart. You're going to pay to educate. I mean, all these little kids you're seeing, you're going to pay because, you know, they did some fucking down there in Honduras. These people decided to fuck down in Honduras. And now they got a bunch of kids they shit out. They're coming up here. You're going to raise those kids. Get ready for it. And that bitch is going to sit on her fat ass in a goddamn Walmart at one of them goddamn beauty shops. I see him. You go in there, and she's going to be sitting there getting her cubicles done while you're raising her kid, paying her freight for her food, house. The whole fucking nine yards, people. I don't know. Should we be outraged? I guess is the question. Despite the announcement, about 50 walked across a bridge and approached the port facility, but were not immediately accommodated by U.S. officials. What? They didn't come and embrace them and give them every goddamn thing that belongs to me? What the hell's going on in this country? They were being permitted to wait in passageways until room became available and appeared prepared to wait overnight, according to Irenio, Mayucha, I mean, the guy, yeah, who runs the goddamn country? Foreigners. One of the organizers of Pueblos, and see, this is another reason they want our goddamn guns from us, because there's now they're to the point they're shoving this shit right in our face, people. They are fucking rubbing our face in it. One of the organizers of Pueblos Sin Fronteras, an organization assisting the asylum seekers, I think it was supposed to be seekers. But the bottom line here is, this is an invasion into your country. These are the people aiding and abetting that invasion. And you know what? You better keep your mouth shut about it, or you'll go on a goddamn list and they'll kill you. They're going to come take your guns before these bastards get here to rape your daughters and your wives and your dogs and your boys. Cut your boys up with machetes. Another 50 prepared to camp outside a gate on the Mexican side of the border crossing with backpacks and blankets, hoping to get their turn on Monday. Immigration officials had warned that the San Ysidro border crossing may not be able to hold many asylum seekers if it faces too many at once. The port of entry, according to the agency, can hold about 300 people temporarily. Roughly 200 people, including women and young children, were expected to turn themselves over to border inspectors after arriving in Tijuana last week, claiming they had a credible fear of persecution. No, I want the free Walmart. I mean, they come down and the goddamn lawyers they send down there to San Diego and shit to where these places, they come down and send, that translates to, what is your purpose for coming here? I want the free Walmart. I want the free fucking Walmart, man. It's my right. It's my civil right in America. Free, free. And the guy says, oh, shh, I understand why you're here. No, get these, practice these words. I am in fear of political persecution. Yeah. Over and over again. Don't say anything else. They press you, we'll come in and we'll sue them. If they press you past that, you just say, I want political asylum for my fat ass and my fat ass old lady and my fucking fat ass kids dressed better than any American. I want it now. And as soon as you get over the border here, they're going to hand you your free Walmart cards. You're going to get to go straight to the Walmart and just clean the fucking shelves off, because that's what America's for goddamn foreigners to and a free Walmart. Okay, it's 300 way down here, roughly 200 people. Last week, claiming had a credible fear of persecution at home. An allegation, you know, under our standard of law, a goddamn allegation, a statement that is not, cannot be, collaborated in fact is nothing, worth nothing. It is worth nothing in any jurisprudence, system where a goddamn, where fact is entered into the equation. I can tell you any goddamn thing. You know, it's like when I go to get my goddamn driver's license. I go, do you have to show proof? Clear back. I was born here. My dad was born here. My grandpa was born here. My grandpa's grandpa was born here. My grandpa's grandpa's grandpa was born here. My grandpa's 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 grandpa was born here. You think you guys get the message? But I better have a birth certificate. I better have something to prove where I come from. And where I was born, who my mother and father were, you know, for my taxes, my tax ticket, for my birth certificate, for my ownership papers. I have to have all, I better get it. But dude, this guy walks in with a dirty fucking old car, bent up and written in Mexican, that says, I'm Carlos Diablo. Oh, that's all you need, Carlos. Here's your goddamn shit. Is there anything else I can get you? When are the goddamn Americans in this country going to go, fuck you? Fuck this shit. We're not going to do this anymore. And you've watched it just like I've watched it. Just like you've watched them in the free Walmart. Cleaning the goddamn shelves off with both hands. Going through the store. And you're paying for it. Why, you can't afford to eat the goddamn off-brand fucking bullshit that they put out there for you. Let's see here. Yeah, well, okay. Roughly 200 people border inspection and inspectors after arriving in Tijuana last week claiming they had credible fear of persecution at home. Demonstrators gathered along the border to hold a rally in the hours before crossing over, with some people scaling the fence. You know, this is like them sitting back and saying, I think I'm just going to leave my goddamn country here. In a day it used to be, you know, Europe was a pretty hot place. People liked to be in the Netherlands. I wonder how it'd be in the Netherlands. That's why they're out there like that, so you can't get it. But how would it be? I think I'd like to live in Paris, France. Really? The goddamn people in Paris don't want to pay your fucking freight. They don't want to raise your kids. They don't want to take care of you, you worthless son of a bitch. Tough shit. I'm coming. Anybody gets in my way, or discrimination. And you got the goddamn Soros of the world and all these goddamn international communist billionaires back in their fucking play. And they just come in because they have some goddamn criminals backing their play. They just come in and push you aside. Get the hell out of our way. Where's the free Walmart? But I mean, I decide Paris, France. No, I can go where I want to. You can't. No, fuck your laws. Fuck you. I go where I want to go, you see, because I'm a third world piece of shit that has nothing to offer the world but babies to shit out for you to goddamn take care of and raise. And I go where I please, don't you know? You talk about being punked. It is embarrassing how we're being punked. Credible fear of persecution. Demonstrators gathered along the border to hold a rally in the hours before crossing over, with some people scaling the fence. The only thing I would tell Mr. Trump, and fuck Trump, he ain't got nothing to do, this country belongs to me, is to have a conscience and to look at all these people. I have been looking at you. You fat ass son of a bitches. I mean, I don't know what you're lacking for in your country, but it sure as hell ain't food. And it ain't clothes, because you dress better than I can afford to dress. So what is it here? Oh, I know what you want. You want the free fucking Walmart. I get it. Quit lying about it. Just call it for what it is. The people and the way they suffer. God damn it, man. You go around this country. You go to the tent cities. You go around this country and look at the Americans and how they fucking suffer. They ain't got nice clothes like that. They ain't fat. And it's their country. This is beyond endurance.
Three.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
What I have to pay for $107 for medication,
yeah,
they get for free.
You goddamn right. Never hit a lick in this country. This is blatant, people. This is goddamn blatant. It's disgusting. This guy, your name's Jim, I think?
No, Hubert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. No doubt you've worked all your goddamn life, paid into this shithole system so that they could pump this shit in here so you could be treated like a third-class freaking citizen in your own country. Yeah, I hear you, man. I see it. When I go down to get pills, I see these old people, man, taking all this goddamn money to get a handful of goddamn pills. And, of course, anybody else, walk in and take it. If you're from another country, the thing is, what you don't understand is those people that were doing that fucking down there in Honduras, you're responsible for their children, friend. It's on you.
All their medical is free, too, whether it be a dentist, doctor, emergency room. They don't pay a dime.
Uh-huh. And they're never going to. This ain't going to stop until we stop it. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OTNUT for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy, ship you to Mongolia till you die, and in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating? Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots
Free Walmart.
Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. We'll help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. I said, come to USA, it will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. There you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by Oak Nut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yeah.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Ray Stevens with you. Just come on in, man. Just every goddamn one of you. Free Walmart. That should be the battle cry. Free Walmart. That's where every son of a bitch in one of them heads as soon as they hand them their booty for invading our country. I want to finish that during, yeah, because we're just getting interesting down here. The only thing I would tell Mr. Trump, that was where we at, because the people, they are coming from those countries, they are not doing it for pleasure. Hell no, they're coming here for freebies, for a free Walmart. Osman Salvador Ayala Castro, who is from Honduras, told Fox News, they face danger and extortions, and they are looking for a better life. Goddamn, what the hell you face in this country? Asset forfeiture? Goddamn gangs? Are there MS-13 gangs? Well, how in the hell is this so much better? And dirty police? There's an army of them out there. Like I said, asset forfeiture. They can stop you on the side. They used to do that down in Mexico, you know. Back in the day, when I was a little kid, my dad took us. That's one of the things, you know, you paid off. Every time you came to every 20 miles, there was a goddamn little inspection station. And you greased them. You had them, you know, $2 or $3, $5, whatever. A lawyer told my dad, actually, because he had to get some paperwork to take us kids down there. I told him, yeah, you grease them. And you'd see the people that didn't grease them. Their car was disassembled over there in the sun where they were standing as they took their car apart. You just gave them the money and went on down the road. And that's kind of what you're getting here, ain't it? This is what you're importing into your country. It was shit down there. Of course it was a shit. It was a shithole. They made a shithole of it because they're shithole people. And now you're going to come up here just like the Californians coming into Oregon and make it a shithole place too. Just like the shithole you left. They face danger of extortions, really? The Border Patrol said Saturday that several groups of families from the caravan earlier tried to enter the U.S. illegally by scaling parts of the dilapidated scrap metal border fence near San Ysidro. In several of these incidents, children as young as 4 years old, and in one case, a pregnant female, were detected entering the United States illegally through a dark, treacherous canyon that is notorious for human and drug smuggling, U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So they're, you know, they get right here. We're going to start off by, you know, pissing on your laws. And we'll put our children to the hazard, because once we get here, man, that's our goddamn thing. I mean, they come here with these kids. They come here, people. You got to understand this. They come here with the full intent of sitting down on their fat fucking asses and just enjoying the rest of their lives while you work to fucking support it, to raise their children, to school their children, to pay for their housing, their medical, their dental, like the caller was saying earlier. Every goddamn bit of it. They're kicking back. They came here to retire at 20, 25. And, you know, they're welcome here because, you know, the men among them are just that fighting age. And I tell you, when it comes to going over to that pit and putting a bullet through somebody's head, Americans just ain't going to do that to each other. You got to get somebody else in here who has no problem putting a bullet through your head. Agent Rodney Scott said, as a father myself, I find it unconscionable that anyone would expose a child to these dangerous conditions. Well, goddamn, if you're looking at a free retirement, these people, I mean, they obviously love these children, and they're just so precious to them like we are, so they take them, you know, and put their lives in danger to get in here so that they can sit on their fat ass. Like I said, these same women that you're looking at right now, because I seen them when they came the last time, and then I seen them down at Walmart, sitting in the goddamn beauty shop, getting their cubicles done. While their kids were no doubt in the daycare center, you know, all your money being spent to accommodate them in the school, so your kids can't even learn, because the first importance is to get these children. These children just, I mean, they trump your children. This is what's important. Why? Because they want us down to a third fucking world so that they can tap the greatest collection of goddamn resources that exists on the planet. And slave labor to do it right there on the spot. None of this shipping it over to China or India or South Korea anymore. Just straight up, man, bucks. And at a certain point, once they've extracted enough of the value of your real estate, then they got to get rid of your ass, because you become a useless eater. You won't be a peon. You won't lick their feet. So you got to die, man. And not to mention that the place belongs to you. If anybody ever went back and looked at the paperwork, well, this is all a fraud, ain't it? But I'm telling you, these invasion forces that are in here, people, that you're going to have to shoot their asses out of here. You think they're going to leave the free Walmart? I mean, they won't fight down in their own countries because they've been subjugated by the elite down there to be, you know, peons, pissants, and slaves. But up here, man, I'm telling you, they're telling you, shoot that gringo, you can have everything you want. And when they come here and they say they want a better life. That better life, well, for my better life, I need your house. Yes, you get that. I need that house. And I need your car, and I need your property, I need your job, I need a better life. So you're gonna have to fuck out of here, man, so I can have my better life. That's your life. That's what they're taking. They're coming here to take your life, so, for their better life. Don't you see it? The Trump administration has been tracking the caravan since it started March 25th near the Guatemalan border, calling it a threat to the United States in addition to promising a swift response. Swift response will be they're processing them right now, people. They're coming in. They're getting their goddamn plane tickets, their bus tickets, little MS-13 guys with goddamn teardrop tattoos and shit. They're getting their shit. And all the fat women are getting their goddamn appointments at the Walmart to get their cubicles done. And this is, he responded. He sent the troops down at the border to watch it all happen. How about that? Boy. The administration has also claimed the caravan represented a deliberate attempt to overwhelm the U.S. legal system. Fuck you. I mean, this is rubbish. This is, but why even talk to us? Why even say anything? We can look with our own eyes and see what's going on. God. Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nelson said last week that asylum claims would be resolved efficiently and exponentially. They got a team of lawyers down there in San Diego waiting for the first one of them to be bothered in the smallest way. And they're all waiting. They want to be the one to be bothered. You see them fat ass bitches and them fighting age men. They want to be the first to be bothered, because then they get $1 million for a lawsuit to teach them fucking gringos that we come and we take what we want, and you stay out of our way.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got something for you. You know, since we're such a humanitarians, and they're getting so oppressed by the drug cartels and by their government, why do the United States want to send their armor down there? But they go way across seas and do what the Israelis want, what these Khazars want to do to, you know, to Syria, to Libya, and all that, if these people are so oppressed. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, when you really sit back and think about it, man, it's all just to try to just to destroy us, man.
It has come to the point till it is an affront to any thought of intelligence, of intelligent
exactly.
thinking. You're looking right at it. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. I can see the piss running down my back, okay? But I mean, that's what we're to the point to where they're doing it right in our face. And I think that the thing here is just push it. This is the communist way. Just push it. Just push it. And as soon as somebody reacts, you send in the whole Gestapo and try to crush them. Like I said, if you went down there to stop this illegal invasion into your country with your guns, it would be American goddamn police and American military pointing their fucking guns at you and protecting the fucking invaders and every one of us. Every one of you listening to this, you know it's true. You know it's absolutely true. You know that this is an invasion into your country, and if you went to stop it, the goddamn occupational forces would turn their guns on you and shoot. And you better be ready to shoot them back. That's why they want your goddamn guns. That's why this shit's going on in Oregon, California, all across. They got to get your guns before you, because if it flares up, I mean, if it flares up, then we are the largest army to ever exist on this planet. Sitting here, man, I always bring up that Australian kid. That big kid and that little puny little bastard just punching around on him like he was a puncher. I don't even think you could even hurt him because he was such a little puny bastard. And finally, this kid just snaps and picks him up over his head and body slams and breaks his leg. And that's what we're looking at here. This is unbelievable. In the annals of history, they will look back on this and they'll go, whoa. Those people, I mean, this is like, I don't know, Caesar's army, you know, comes into a place and just the people just come out and punk them. Punk a army. Asylum seekers typically are separated from their children and held up to 3 days at the border before being turned over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If they pass an asylum officer's initial screening, and that asylum officer, he talks like this because that's the last generation to invade your fucking country. That's who's judging it down there. Initial screening, they may be detained for several months until their court hearing or released with ankle monitors. Now, I was telling Mark, I was reading this earlier, and I was talking about the ankle monitors. Now, I know people that have gotten in trouble with the law. And they, you know, or we're going to release you with these ankle monitors and you're going to pay $250 a fucking week to wear it. So, but we're going to pay for these people because, you know, we owe these people. We owe them. They bugger down in the goddamn, in the third world and we owe them up here. Nearly 80% of the asylum seekers passed the initial screening. Whoa. I wonder why. Initial screening from October through December, according to the latest numbers available, but few are likely to eventually win asylum. Bullshit. There is nobody going out of this goddamn country, and we know it, unless we do it. I mean, how many ways do they have to convince us? The asylum seekers making false claims to the United States authorities could be prosecuted, as could anyone who assists or coaches immigrants on making false claims, according to Nelson. Oh, right. Yeah, whatever. Oh, we're going to get somebody for this. Really, we are. Administration officials and their allies claim asylum fraud is growing. I mean, they come out and they tell you that millions of these bastards have taken and took American Social Security numbers and you know, got credit on them, just used their goddamn numbers to work and everything. And you had that one son of a bitch down in California. He was a politician. And members of his family had done this. And that's just something they had to do. It has to be forgiven. It would put you and me in a federal prison for 5 fucking years. Plain and simple. If they could prove it on us. And they're just doing it. Well, they have to. It's the only way they can get their better life is by taking your Social Security number and using your credit. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's okay for the president to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Any asylum seekers making false claims, huh? Administration officials and their allies claim asylum fraud is growing. U.S. immigration lawyers who went to Tijuana. U.S. immigration lawyers for the fucking foreign invasion. They're not U.S. immigration lawyers. They're a part of the goddamn invasion force writing out illegal paperwork to take your country away from you. Have denied coaching people in the caravan. You know, we were talking about that earlier. What are you here for? I went to free Walmart. No, 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 no. That's not what you say. And they're babbling this shit in a language that, oh, who's going to know what they said? Not to mention, it was part of the flyers before they ever started out of here. It was written in there, this is what you say, this is all you say. Don't say anything. I want a lawyer. I want an American lawyer. I want my American rights. I'm not an American. I want my American rights. Don't you see? Have denied coaching in the caravan, but have said they have been providing one-on-one counseling to assess the merits of their cases and how asylum works in the USA. You just say it and you stick to it, and they can't. And they have. And you see, in your case, the state would bear the responsibility to establish a case against you. But if you're an American national being tyrannized in the admiralty, you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. You understand me, boy? Like how to defend myself with immigration, how to carry myself, a 16-year-old, and no doubt had the teardrops, this is probably an MS-13 gang member, a 16-year-old unaccompanied minor from Honduras told Fox News on Saturday regarding the meeting he's had with lawyers. I mean, there was a place back, I think it was Connecticut or one of them, there was a story a couple years ago, how they were just going to remove anybody having a lawyer to go to court because, like a court-appointed attorney. Because there just ain't enough lawyers to do it. These are American nationals, but we're just going to completely remove any thought of due process for you. But man, down on the border, these foreigners coming into your country, these people have no goddamn right whatsoever inside your borders. Oh man, I'll tell you what, they got rights, people. They got rights you and me never even thought of. Heather Crone of U.S. Advocacy Group Show Up for Racial Justice and said Sundays, he's found 80 people in America who have agreed to sponsor caravan members if they're released while the petitions are pending. Well, of course he has. That's their fifth column here. Those are the Hondurans on this side of the fence with the Honduran flag marking their territory. You know, goddamn it, people, any other country, that's a fucking invasion. You come onto the beach and plant your flag, well, the bullets are going to fly. Not here, not in the big hole. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has called the caravan a deliberate attempt to undermine our laws and overwhelm our system. Boy, he said a whole bunch there and did nothing. And he will do nothing. None of them's going to do anything. Every one of them dirty bastards and fat-ass women and their goddamn fighting-age men are coming in, people. And there ain't a goddamn thing you and I can do about it. Your general on the great white horse is, he's took a powder. He's decided that he likes them goddamn, being a billionaire and all, he likes that goddamn slave labor. Come to think of it, yeah, you voted me, but come to think of it, I kind of like it. Deliberately attempt to undermine laws and overwhelm our system, pledging to send more immigration judges to the border to resolve the cases. And I tell you, they do this. If they send those judges down there will be lawsuits filed. And even if those judges order them out of the country, out of the Ninth Circuit right out of San Francisco, we got a ruling, and it's nationwide. All of those things have an injunction on them, and they're coming on in anyway, and fuck you. Got it? The communist judges are running your goddamn country. Got it? All right. Now let's see what the great general on the white horse is doing for us today. Trump, we're going to let your guest workers come in appeal to farmers, international farming conglomerates. This is from Valley News. President Donald Trump said Saturday that he would let more guest workers into the United States to help farmers whom he said may suffer a little pain for a little while because of his own efforts to renegotiate trade deals with several foreign partners. So, I guess they want, slave labor out of Mexico. Well, they're just going to get, I don't care what the fucking laws say. We're writing waivers for this shit, okay? Now those corporate farms are gonna get all the goddamn Mexican, Honduran, not Hondurans, they don't work, they're too goddamn fat, but all the Mexican labor that you want, we're just gonna let, I know what I told you peons and coolies out there, you should have known I was fucking with you, you're just peons and coolies. What are you gonna do? Vote me out? You really think that vote thing's real? For the farmers, okay, it's going to get good, he said during a political rally about 45-minute drive from north of Detroit. We're going to let your guest workers come in. You know how I said I was going to shut all this shit down? Well, no, I'm not. That could come as a shock. I love this part. That could come as a shock to the portion of Trump's base that is most ardently critical of the current U.S. immigration system. Are you guys shocked? Because I'm not shocked. For months, the president... Yeah, go ahead.
What people don't realize is that there's a rift between all the Mexicans that have been here and all these other people coming in. All right? So there's a turf war going on here. Just for market share.
Oh, yeah. You got to believe it, brother. There's some of them that are established here. I mean, the drug gangs and stuff. Oh, this is going to get ugly. This is going to get real freaking ugly. Even the generations who have came here legally of Mexican. I don't know an American national of Mexican descent that isn't totally 110% against this invasion. Because you know what? They understand what they came here for. They got out of a shithole. And they came to paradise.
Right.
And they know that people from that shithole come up here, this is going to be a shithole.
That's right. There's legal Mexicans here that have sat there and worked here. And now they're looking at these guys coming from down south going, all right, you know, we've earned our bones. All right. And now you guys are just going to come from here. And they're paying taxes, doing everything that they've assimilated to our culture.
Oh, absolutely.
But then there's the other Mexicans and all these other ones that are coming up are trying to steal their shit. So there's a serious rift going on just with them.
I've heard American nationals, like second generation from who have Mexican blood who came here, who came here legally, and I'll tell you what, there's no more people more against this. They're saying you're letting this fucking peons come up here. You don't know, you're going to turn this into the shithole we tried to get out of down there. They understand it, and everybody understands it. I mean, all of this stuff here is just smoke and mirrors, people. We all understand exactly what's going on. They're not fooling nobody, and they're not even attempting to fool anybody. They're just going to throw this shit out here. They do what they're going to do, and what are you going to do about it? Oh, Trump. Well, Trump, he took a powder on you. Right here, well, let's go on a little bit here. Trump essentially, For months, the president and his top White House advisors have been promoting a rewrite of the nation's immigration laws that would make it harder, not easier, for low-skilled workers to come into the country. So this is what he's doing on his, let's see what he's doing out of the other side of his face. But Trump essentially contended that bringing in cheap labor under the H-2B visa system, which allows only for temporary entry into the country, won't hurt U.S. workers because there aren't enough available hands for farmers now. No, it's because Americans won't work for $5 an hour in food stamps and housing and shit. They want to have their own money and spend it like they want to. I bet you for enough money, you could get all the Americans you need to do this work. I got to believe it. The unemployment picture is so... Oh, let's see right here. But Trump essentially contended that bringing in cheap labor, won't hurt U.S. workers because there aren't enough available hands. The unemployment picture is so good because we're in the good times here, people. Really, I mean, haven't you looked at the stock market? We're all rich, don't you know? We're all doing great. We need more workers in this country. The unemployment picture is so good, it's so strong that we have to let people come in, he said. I mean, this is what those fucking Republicans were saying right down the goddamn line, wasn't it? This is what the Koch brothers are saying, ain't it? Remember, the Koch brothers are going to take their millions and go to Washington, D.C. to lobby the president and the Congress and the Senate. Remember that? What, isn't this what they were saying? You betcha. So it's the unemployment picture. No, I mean, when Trump was running for president, we all heard it. He told you that goddamn unemployment number was a frickin' lie. A third of the American nationals' work population we're scraping by. But there ain't no goddamn jobs that are even going to come close to a goddamn subsistence wage. This is what the whole idea is. You get them all in here finally, and then we can compete with a goddamn third worlder for the goddamn jobs. That son of a bitch will work for a bowl of beans and a burrito shell a day. Period. Is that what you're willing? How can you compete? Well, I'm a lot smarter than him. We don't take brains to pick an apple. You see? Oh, people. You talk about betrayal beyond betrayal. They're going to come in. They're going to work on our farms. But then they have to go. They have to go out. Yeah, and take all the money down to Mexico. That's what's supporting Mexico. The goddamn money coming out of the United States. That's why, you know, he was talking about they're going to pay for that border wall. You kind of lost that in the big equation, didn't we? Mexico is going to pay for the border wall, or we'll take the remittances coming out of the United States. But then you find out, I think Trump, maybe he didn't know. But that's the number one money maker for their whole economy. Is money coming out of the United States that we aren't making, that we don't get to enjoy coming from our resources, people? No, we ain't going to do that. That lying son of a bitch, and to hell with every one of you that fell for it. To hell with every one of you that went along with it. You dirty treasonous bastards, and you people that go out there and you vote some more, go ahead. You're a goddamn traitor, and you've made your mark. This thing has to happen. It cannot not happen. And when it's all over, man, everybody who participated and helped out this goddamn occupation is going to answer up. Anyways, guys, we've hit the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, keep your voice loud and keep your goddamn gun loaded and stay ready for this shit. And when it happens, man, don't let up. Don't let up. And that is The Word from the Trenches.